Besides storefronts and sidewalks, e-scooters are now being found in the Guadalupe River here in downtown San Jose.
They get filled with sand, water, and of course they're shorted out.
Roger Castillo, who's been monitoring South Bay rivers for over 30 years, says he's found nearly 20 Lime scooters underwater, many in pieces. But he fears there may be more.
That's in shallow areas. 80% of the whole river is deep.
How are the scooters ending up waterlogged? Castillo suspects they are being washed out of homeless encampments, while others are discarded after being chopped up and sold for their components. Since last December, the city has found at least 37 e-scooters in local waterways. But Colin Haney, spokesperson for the Transportation Department, says once their scooter permitting process is completed, companies will be required to respond to complaints within 2 hours or face fines.
We can work directly with the scooter companies and make sure that they're taking responsibility for their devices.
In the meantime, Castillo says he's concerned about the short and long-term health of the river and its inhabitants.
There's lithium batteries in these things. They are toxic.
In San Jose, Matt Bigler, KCBS.